Well, our title started out as Management Strategies, How to Get It All Done, based on a speaking engagement I did in Las Vegas a month ago. However, I changed that slightly. So here's what I would like them to get out of it. As business owners and community leaders, I wanted to let them know that there were very specific, clear-cut programs on things that apply to business and healthy teams, such as succession strategies for family businesses so that they could move it on to the second and third generations without conflict and with ease. Also, another program called People, Performance, and Profits, which basically is talent acquisition from hiring a successful candidate through promotion, transition, and then ultimately creating healthy teams and healthy people there. And then once we established what programs and wisdom workshops, which is another aspect of it, a training program covering sales and leadership training, for example, once they knew what was available to them, it took an interesting twist based on recent events that hit home for me, which was our circumstance with West Liberty Salem School, and then learning about the problems and the statistics we have here. Ohio being the number one state in the U.S., which is still unbelievable to me. Then Logan County being number two in the state of Ohio, from what I understand. I don't know that's statistically true, but that's what I have has been shared with me. And I wanted to change the trajectory to a different purpose for the Rotarians. And that purpose then turned into how do we create healthy relationships by creating healthy students that then turns into healthy leaders and ultimately creates healthy teams to have healthy businesses to focus on instead of the dark things that are going on in the county.
You know, you have a lot of degrees and you're big into human behaviors, but I think one of your goals is just making life better. Maybe getting rid of opiates and drug overdoses and just some of the ugliness in life. How do you do that?
That's a great question. Just to be clear, I am not a counselor or a licensed counselor, but I understand we have some great folks working on that problem. So my focus is based on human behavioral assessments, a large library of them, we're able to help students, for example, high school into college, determine what they want to be when they grow up. And how that helps offset the problems that we're having is we're changing their focus by learning, helping them understand who they are, helping them understand how they relate to others, which creates a healthy environment. When you're focused on a healthy environment, it's not as tempting to focus on different things like peer pressure or bullying or getting in with the wrong crowd because you have a clear path to follow that's positive and healthy.